This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, welcome to Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Richie O'Tay. What's up, baby?
What's going on?
Wade's in the studio on the down, and Kelly is doing her thing as well. All right, so let me do this. If you had your druthers of being a millionaire or not, which would you choose, Richie, and why? If you had to choose between being a millionaire or not, which would you choose and why?
That's like too easy. Is there some sort of trick question here?
I don't know. A lot of people think money is actually the root of all evil, and it's not necessarily a good thing, and it causes, like, remember, what did Biggie say?
Well, obviously.
More money, more problems.
Yeah, but I mean, that just means you had to solve more problems to get more money, probably.
Maybe. Or does money create problems, right? I mean, I think there's some people
I'm sure it's both. So if it's not a trick question, obviously you want to be the millionaire. Give me a break.
All right. Wade, what about you? Given the choices.
All things being equal.
Yes,
take the million, because it's not more money, more problems. It's different problems, right?
But you've got the money to solve them.
Remember, I say you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it. So
Yeah. If I don't have money, my problem is paying rent. If I do have money, okay, maybe my problem is jealous cousin.
Ah, right? I gotcha. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Different problems.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so let's do this. Let's bring on our special guest today, who is Mr. J.V. Crum III, the man himself, who has a very successful show called Conscious Millionaire. I'll let him tell you a little bit more about that and what exactly it means to be a conscious millionaire versus an unconscious millionaire. Although I guess if you're the wife of someone who is a millionaire, you may want your husband to be an unconscious millionaire. I mean, I think that might be is that, JV, is that kind of how it works? If you are not a conscious millionaire, you are an unconscious millionaire. Is
well,
that how it goes
know,
down?
I want to tag on this question you're bantering around about problems, because you know, really, the way you become a conscious millionaire is that you solve more problems that people have and they want them solved. And that's your way, your path to wealth. And doing it consciously means it's not just the money. You know, I made my first million. I was 25, and I very quickly realized I, strangely enough, had a four-story home and the Mercedes and all that kind of stuff you think that you wanted, and I was glad to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized it was actually kind of miserable, and that would only took me about 3 months. And I said, "Well, what?
Wait, am I
miserable?
Yeah, exactly.
And
you got all that right. So why would you be miserable with all that?"
And what I discovered was I had gotten the money, but I wasn't doing anything that at the end of the day I really felt fulfilled by. So I help people create wealth in a conscious way, so they're making a positive impact in the way they want to make an impact with their customers, their clients, the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's actually the fastest way to get to that million, and you get there having done something you feel matters. That's the conscious millionaire route.
I got you. So, but do they have to be mutually exclusive? Like, can't you just be like an asshole, be a huge dick, and have a lot of money and still wake up okay in the morning? No?
Well, you know, in today's world, we've had a big cultural change in the last 20 years. So 20 years ago, people were willing to just buy from companies, and maybe they didn't like their values, but they went, "Oh, I don't care, I'll buy the product." Today, they'll boycott them. They'll say something on Facebook. They'll go, "Let's not buy from that company. I don't like their values. I don't like how they're making money. I don't like how they treat their customers. I don't like how they treat their employees." So the conscious route is, how does everybody win? Well, guess what? When everybody's winning, rather than you having this small pie, you've got this enormous pie that keeps on expanding, because guess what? If you set it up so that the people who work in your company, let's call those employees, they could be independent contractors, so that your clients, customers are always winning by getting your products and services, you're always winning and the world's better off. Everybody has a vested interest to win. That's what we all want. So if you set it up so everybody's winning, which is that conscious path, so everybody gets something out of this, you will grow much faster, and it's actually the fastest path. So they're not only not exclusive, they support one another in getting to that ultimate goal that you have of having a lifestyle, having the financial freedom, and feeling like you did something that mattered.
Sounds synergistic, too.
Well, you know, Steve, I was listening to the advertisements while we were on hold, and, you know, I think that's what you're all talking about, is like, find that purpose for your life. Find that thing that's missing, because that's what everybody's looking for.
Yeah, for sure. So let's do this, because We jumped right into it. I mean, just went into the deep end of the pool there, which I kind of like to do on this show. But I want to take a step back and go into the kiddie pool, hopefully the one that's been treated with a lot of chlorine. But, you know, I want to go into go take a step back here.
We'll have it processed with salt, so it's really safe for you. How's that?
Thank you. So for those who don't know you, you have the Conscious Millionaire Show, but you've got other things going on as well. So give us an understanding, give us an overview of who you are and really what you're up to in the world right now.
Well, you know, ultimately what I'm up to is touching people's lives in a way that matters for them and empowering them to get what they want. I mean, when everything's said and done, I think that's what gives all of us, and it's certainly me, the biggest joy. But to make that a little bit more specific, I work with business coaches and consultants because I love the whole coaching world.
Mm-hmm.
People who are into coaching, we all like personal development. We want to make a difference in other people's lives and the organizations we help. So that's the world I like to play in. And I specifically like to help someone that's gotten started, they have some coaching skills, and they get to that 100,000, but now they don't really know what to do
mm-hmm.
because that's a solo journey. They don't know how to build the team. They don't know how to do the scaling that's necessary to get to that 1, 2, 3, multiple seven figures. That's when they have to build an organization. That's what I know how to do,
mm-hmm.
and I help them do that because it's so, you know, if let's look at it this way because we're in the kiddie pool, right? There are three different ways you can show up in life. You can just decide you want to play in the little ripple pool. So let's say that's the kiddie pool, but you never want to get out of the kiddie pool. You just want to make little ripples. Okay, but you're never really going to make much of an impact. Or you kind of get into a little bit deeper end of the pool where you can get some waves going and you make a big wave with your life. Well, I love working with people who want to make a big wave, and those tend to be people who want to play bigger. And then every once in a while, we get a Steve Jobs, right? Or we get an Elon Musk, and they want to make a tidal wave. But you got to start out with the big wave. So if you want to stay in the kiddie pool, you know, you got to acknowledge right up front you're not going to really be making that big of an impact with your life. And I think all of us can make a big impact. I don't mm-hmm. think it's unique to Steve or JV or, you know, specific people who are already doing it. I think it's unique to everyone.
Yeah.
The question is, how do you want to do it so that you're fulfilled and you're helping people, and every day's like you're playing rather than you're working.
Yeah, I think that makes really, really good sense. And let me ask you this, because there's those people out there who will be a little more cynical on this. Me, you know, people like me who may have a thought of like, geez, you made this money, you had an opportunity here to reassess. And go, okay, I've got the money. It didn't really bring me fulfillment, but you've got the luxury then of being able to reassess and kind of hit the restart button. Do you think you would have felt the way that you feel now if you were still kind of on that day-to-day struggle, or do you think that having the money, having the success, allowed you to kind of do a reset and become more sort of conscious, using your terminology, if you will?
Right. You know, I think that's a great question. I'm really glad you ask it because I like the hard questions. Let's just go tackle them. I remember when I'd sold companies and I was kind of going around and what I call living in the flow, and I would have people say to me, oh, well, it's because you sold a company that you can live in the flow. And I go, mm-hmm. no, everybody can do this. I'm just choosing to do this. So let's kind of backtrack and look at my life. You know, I grew up in a little town of about 200 people and nobody had any money. And by the time I was 5, I'd been well-trained in this extremely strict family that when I went to the grocery store, I didn't ask for a candy bar because my mom didn't want to be embarrassed. We literally didn't have the money for it. And there was one day when I said, well, you know, I don't get what's going on here, but I am not going to live this way. I'm going to grow up and be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was, I think, the traditional old path, and that was just go for the money. Well, the money sounded like a good solution, and I think money is a big solution to a lot of things, actually. It certainly allowed me to live better. It allowed me to pay my bills. It allowed me to give to causes I care about. So I think you have a valid question. Here's what happened. I realized when I decided to build something and Conscious Millionaire came to me, the immediate comment I made to myself is, I literally want to save other people from having the miserable experience I had of getting there and then feeling empty. And then I discovered, as I started to work with clients, well, guess what? If you're doing something you really love, you feel passionate about it, you feel at the end of the day that you did something that matters, you're more motivated. Now, guess what again? In today's world, you're going to need a team. You're going to need some people working with you. They might not be employees. They might be independent contractors. It might be all virtual, like we run things. And I think a lot of companies do, especially smaller ones today. But people today want to be doing something with their lives that at the end of the day, they feel like it mattered. So all of a sudden, doing something that mattered becomes a catalyst to move forward quicker. So not only will you have a happier journey, I think you get there faster, and you're riding on a ride that's really a lot more fun and that gathers people who want to be a part of it because they see, oh, you're doing something that's really cool and matters. It actually becomes a strength. It becomes a leverage point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, points really, really well taken. All right, so let me ask you this. We're going to have to take a quick break here on Reinvention Radio, but what I want to do is at least plant the seed here that when we come back from the break, let's talk about how people actually can make that journey into having real wealth, right? And just reinventing their lives from the standpoint of becoming someone who has the ability to do exactly what you're talking about doing something where they improve the lives of others, doing something where they can support causes they believe in, doing something where they can give back without the pressures of having to perform day in and day out and getting that paycheck. Because really what we're talking about is freedom. And I think at the end of the day, money is a tool that provides freedom in so many different ways. All right, so we're talking to JV Crum III here of Conscious Millionaire on Reinvention Radio. More right after this.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Reggio Tay. What's up, babies?
Hey.
And wait till I'm down in the studio. And Mary is off with her family because unfortunately Mary's mommy died. And we love you, Mary, and sending out big hugs to you. And we're also joined today by J.V. Crum III from Conscious Millionaire. Now, before the break, JV, what we were starting to talk about a little bit, at least the questions that I wanted to plant the seeds on, is, you know, really about accumulating wealth and what it means to get to your first million. Because I know that's a lot of what you help people do, is get to their first million. And let's just clarify, when you use that term, do you mean that's a million in the bank, or do you mean your first million in terms of gross revenue, and then you've got all your expenses and everything else that falls underneath that. So maybe you net, you know, 10, 20, 50, 100 grand or something of that nature.
Well, actually, I mean three things. So the first thing I mean, and I'm glad you asked that question because nobody ever asked that, is getting to your first million in revenue, because that's a groundbreaker. And now, since I work with business coaches and consultants, typically you're looking at about a 75% profit. That's about what you're going to look at for a lot of people. So that could be three-quarters of a million profit on the low end, a half million. So actually, that's a game changer. The second thing that happens is you get to your first million in net worth. And oftentimes that, if you're a business coach or consultant, now if you own a service business, it's probably going to be still a higher gross profit than if you own a product business. But the point I want to make is that your first million in net worth oftentimes comes out of your business because it's a multiple of your cash flows. That's how you value your business. Mm-hmm. Then the third level, which is a real game changer, is to get to your first million in profit. And typically, depending on the type of business, that's going to be anywhere from $2 to $5 million in revenue a lot of times. Mm-hmm. So I mean all three because it's really progressive.
Okay. All right. No, that totally makes sense. Richie, were you going to?
Oh, I like how he keeps saying you're first. You're first. Like, right. Just keep implying there's many more to come.
Hey, most people will make many, many, many millions of dollars in their lifetime. The deal is it's spread out over so many years that they don't realize it and they don't keep nearly enough of it. And, of course, it always feels like they're broke. But let me ask you this, and this is, of course, applicable to our personal lives as well as it is to business. Do most people end up throwing that money away? Should they be putting it to the side? What do you recommend people do, JV, I mean, as far as the money that comes
question.
In is concerned?
You know, yeah, this entire revolution about being a millionaire started with Stan Lee's book, The Millionaire Next Door. And I've read it. You've probably read it. A lot of people have read it.
I did.
Now, what that book really tells us is the typical millionaires, not the person flashing the Rolls Royce and the Ferrari. Mm-hmm. The typical millionaire lives next door kind of conservatively. And it's not all about how they spend money. It's really about creating wealth, having that safety net, creating a great retirement for themselves. So let's just make it simple and break it down into two kinds of people. The vast majority of the people, especially in the United States, because we seem to be king of the capitalist, how can we spend and get a bigger lifestyle, right? So let's say 80 to 90% of the people are all on a treadmill where they've been trained to be consumers. Mm-hmm. Well, consumers are, by their definition, going to be broke most of their life, and it doesn't matter if you're making $100,000 a year net, $500,000 net. You know, we read about sports figures, people who are actors, and we go, they had a $40 million income year, and they're filing bankruptcy, mm-hmm. right? Because they went out and bought 10 mansions, and they had to have 12 Rolls Royces, et cetera. We're still in the consumer world. The consumers of the world make the producers wealthy. What you want to be is a producer of products or services, and you're going to sell those to lots of people, and then you're going to take that money and utilize the majority of it to build wealth.
Yeah.
And so it's not about how can I get the bigger house and then the bigger house and then the bigger house and how can I have three cars. Choose a lifestyle that's comfortable, but as you move up, don't change your lifestyle. Change your wealth style and start investing so that you build true wealth.
No, that's really good. I thought you were going to say choose the right wife, but then you said choose the right lifestyle. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got that. So let me ask you this then. Can anyone be a producer? And I think that's a really – and I like to say critic versus creator, right? Because when you're watching football on TV or whatever it is, you're supporting those people living out their what, right, as I call it. I mean, when you see the concerts.
You're paying for the advertisers.
Yeah, well, you're paying for the advertisers, but you're supporting the, you know, think about it. You're supporting the players, supporting the coaches, you're supporting the training staff. You're doing all of that, which is all well and good, but most of those people are out there living their what while you're there watching it, right? So it's like you're, ostensibly you're a critic. And I think the definition that I used to use, and now I'll throw it back out here on the table, which is, you know, it's really easy to be a critic and it's super hard to be a creator, right? And so what I think you're encouraging people to do is to figure out how to be a creator. And so in this case, you're using the term producer. So can anyone be a producer? And what are examples of things that people can, you know, what can they produce that can help lead them to their first million?
Well, I think the biggest shift that we've seen perhaps in the history of humanity, so that's a big statement, mm-hmm. has really come in the last 20 years, and it's really fueled by this thing called the Internet. This Internet is allowing for all kinds of possibilities in terms of how we become creators and how we live our lifestyles. And you and I have discussed it. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be leaving on what I've now decided is an 18-month, but I've been telling friends, hey, if it's 6 years, don't be surprised, where I'm going to live not just in different cities in the United States, but in different parts of the world while producing a syndicated radio show, podcast, doing coaching, masterminds, running a business. Why? Because I can do it all virtually over the Internet. Now, that's the big clue. Every person listening to this has some kind of an expert skill inside of themselves. Now you've got two choices. Do you want to take that expert skill and just utilize it to work for somebody else? Because here's how that formula works. They pay you X, but they've got to charge two or three times at least what they are paying you so that they can pay their overhead and still have a profit. So obviously there's a market for what you do. In today's world, a lot of the people who don't want to start a large business, but they want to replace their income and then have the freedom to live the life they want, are becoming some kind of a virtual assistant to people. And they say, I just do this specific skill. But guess what? There are a lot of people who want whatever that skill is. So mm-hmm. you have an option. The problem is most people never sit down, and I think today would be a really good one, Steve, to ask yourself, do I want to continue being utilized to create, to be a part of somebody else's creation, or is it time for me to create what I want and put myself out there in the marketplace so I'm in control of my destiny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a really good question for people to ask there. And if you are trying to figure out, you know, what is that expertise for you and you're having trouble, you know, understanding what it is that you might be able to produce, of course, what is your what, which you can grab for free, whatisyourwhat.com might be a good place to start. But then if you're looking to potentially dig in a little bit deeper, you know, my buddy Russell Brunson just put out his book, Expert Secrets, which for now at least he's given away for free at reinventionradio.com/expert secrets, so you can grab it there. But JV, I know this is a big part of what you do, and when you have folks on your show on Conscious Millionaire, do you spend a lot of time talking about kind of what they are up to, or do you talk a lot about how to help people become millionaires in their own right and get to their first million?
Yeah, it's a great question. Actually, we divide the show into two parts. The first part, the conversation, is you've been on the show, where we really want to find out what are they doing, but then apply what they've got an expertise in so it'll help the listeners, in our case, business coaches and business consultants, grow their practices. And then the second half of the show are questions that are specifically designed to dig in and get really great coaching and advice so that the listener can apply each of those answers to their coaching or consulting practice and actually grow it. So it's a combination of sharing what have they done, and then every once in a while, you know, because you run a show, every once in a while you want to do something different, so I'll have somebody on who's, you know, built an unusually interesting kind of practice or business, and I'll deconstruct from day one, how did they build that business? What mm-hmm. were the decisions they made? What were the pivot points? Mm-hmm. What were the values? How did they assemble their team? All those important things that give people just a case study example
yeah.
of how do you do this.
Yeah. And so you've done a lot of shows, and we've got about 2 minutes here before we've got to go to break. But you've done a lot of shows. You've interviewed a lot of people here over the years. What are some of the, like, if you had three tips? And again, we just got about 90, as I keep talking here, about 90 seconds before we got to go to break. But if you had three tips to share with folks that you have gleaned over the years from people in terms of how to get to their first million, things to do, what would be some of those tips?
Yeah, I'm going to actually give you my formula for creating wealth, because a lot of what people have said fit into the three steps. And those three steps are conscious, focused, action. And in simple terms, at the conscious stage, you get crystal clear about what's that high priority outcome, the one outcome that's going to move the needle forward the most for you and why it's important. You develop a path that you're going to try out. Then you only take focus with your mind, with your heart. You get your whole heart in it. You get your body ready to take action. So you're totally focused, and then you only take the actions designed to achieve that. And that, I guarantee you, is the fastest route forward, because what most people are doing when I get on a coaching call with them is they're moving in 10 directions, and that's a recipe for failure. You want to move forward fast, conscious, focused action, one high-priority outcome, and that's all you go for.
Yeah, okay. Wow, really, really good advice there, JV. Really do appreciate that. All right, we're going to have to take another break here on Reinvention Radio, but when we come back, a couple of questions, not the least of which that I have, about physical products, because you talk a lot about physical products, and if we're all sort of in this internet world of selling knowledge and expertise and so on, what happens to all the physical products? Do we all just go to Amazon? Is that an opportunity for folks? And, you know, I think there's a little bit to explore there in terms of other options on getting to your first million. But it's really interesting stuff here, and I think there's certainly a lot in so many different ways. All right, so we're talking to JV Crum III here of Conscious Millionaire on Reinvention Radio. More right after this.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher, hanging out with you today. What's up, baby? And we got JV Crum III from Conscious Millionaire on with us. And before the break, JV, we're starting to talk a little bit about, and what I was curious about is, you know, if everybody becomes kind of in this, as you said, you know, a student, if you will, of the internet landscape of being able to share information and create products and service, or not even products, but create programs and services that help others, and they're doing this from a digital perspective. What happens to physical products? Do you recommend it? I mean, because it seems like if everybody's moving away from physical products, it might be an opportunity to get into physical products to start making some decent money, no?
Well, you know, it's not my area of expertise. However, I am going to give you some thoughts, because I've certainly contemplated it. And for myself, I've decided, A, not only am I not interested in terms of how I want to build wealth, but I'm not interested in even helping people who do that, because here I think that you've got to find where the trends are and go with the trends, because that's always the big wave, is where the money is headed. And I think when it comes to physical products, you know, it's kind of like manufacturing. Manufacturing is not typically what we want to be involved in the United States, because there's simply less expensive places to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in terms of the internet, the real way to look at the internet is it's another path of distribution. It's another way of doing business. And so I was just reading an article literally last weekend on CNBC, and it said, I believe, the growth in the first quarter of this year was 16% in terms of sales. However, the vast majority of that was on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and that malls are having problems, strip malls are having problems, retail shops are having problems. And you can kind of look around and see that people are closing them. You know, and I'm not promoting Amazon here on the
yeah.
show. I'm just saying that, you know, yesterday I ordered a book off of Amazon. When I want Moleskine, I order it off of Amazon. You know,
yeah.
I, you know, order medical stuff and vitamins. Why? Because in 2 days, I'm a Prime member, in 2 days I'm going to have it, and I didn't have to spend a half hour going out to a shop.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if that's
taken.
Where the trend's going, it's not where I want to be betting against that. And so I want to be in a space where there's still big margins. And I think the big margins are really in this area of digital products, of coaching, of selling expertise, selling information. I think that's where the big margins are.
Yeah, I actually, this is Richard. Actually, I'm a believer it's a little bit of both. I think that's why you're even seeing Russell and a lot of these guys mail physical books, because they want the physical address of the person. That, you know, there's more of a commitment. They got something in their hand, but then their core product is probably digital delivery,
mm-hmm.
right? Where you're still getting the best of both. And I'm adding too, right? I'm not making this be anti what you're saying,
right.
by the way. You know, I think Ryan Dice and those guys at Traffic and Conversion are seeing it too. There's just things when you can mix a tangible thing that you can put in someone's hand and an idea,
mm-hmm.
there's magic in the two when you get both.
Yeah.
I just feel, even if it could be a birthday card,
and
right?
I agree with that. However, let's look at the context. The context isn't that all of a sudden they're moving over. Ryan Dice and Russell are not all of a sudden becoming product salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
They're utilizing that to build a deeper relationship. It's part of a relationship-building strategy, and their core business is still what it is. So
mm-hmm.
it's really about building the relationship.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And so let me ask you this, because you've had an opportunity, even from a health perspective, you've had your struggles, and of course I'm happy for you to share some of that, but I know you've had your struggles from a health perspective, and you've been able to overcome a lot of what you've had to deal with. And so it's really, really, really interesting, because if you kind of were spoon-fed what most people would tell you, you probably wouldn't be where you are right now with your health. And so what I'm getting at is, you can, of course, share what I'm talking about here, but what I'm getting at is, do you think there's an opportunity in I guess what we might call contrarian offerings?
Yeah, but I think that's a really good question because and what Steve's talking about is, on December 28th, I was diagnosed with diabetes, which now I consider almost completely gone from my body. I fired the first doctor. She was very traditional medicine, so this is kind of like the conventional role. I had 436 sugars, which is extraordinarily high, and so I did what any sane person would do. I fired the doctor because she told me three things. One, you can't heal, and I told her I was going to. Holistic approaches like changes in diet, those kind of things, she says they don't make any difference. That's waste of time. Just take the insulin and the metformin. So I fired her. I changed my diet. I visualized my blood sugar at 100, and I work out four times a day now. It's a week. And in 15 weeks, I went from 436 to 124, which is 14 above the normal range of 90 to 110. Hmm. And that's the contrarian view, because then I did a health reality show about it that's completing at the end of May. And on that, I talked about the matrix. I said, you can either take the blue pill, which I think is what you're talking about here, mm-hmm. conventional way of looking at life, or you can take the red pill, go down the rabbit hole, and decide you're going to reverse this. And guess what? I found a lot of evidence from medical doctors that you can reverse diabetes, and it relates a lot to what you decide to eat and exercise. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that relates to what you're talking about, because you're saying, well, what's the red pill? Because the red pill is not going to be where the majority of the people are, because the majority of the people still believe the blue pill. They mm-hmm. actually believe you can't heal. So they die with this disease because they take drugs that make you worse, it seems like.
Yeah.
I took the red pill. And so I think you're asking, well, where's the red pill in all this? Is that really your question?
To some extent it is. I guess what I'm thinking about is, look, we can market to the masses. And of course, if you can hit it off with the masses, you have a good opportunity to generate a lot of wealth in an expedited period of time, or you can focus and really hone in on a particular subset of the population, thus the red pill, where the margins might be better, and you may find an audience that, frankly, is looking for you.
Well, and I think that's the niche. I mean, if you look at what I'm doing, it's five niches deep. It's coaches and consultants, then mm-hmm. it's business coaches and consultants, then the third niche is there's six figures, the fourth niche is they want to make their first million, and the fifth is they want to make a positive impact.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to build anything, you need to go down at least three to five niches and forget the masses and see what you can do. And I think that's the red pill, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we got a couple minutes here before we're going to have to cut out, unfortunately, because we could talk with you, JV, my friend, all day long here. But let me ask you this. If people want more information about you and the show and so on, where are some of the best places for them to go? What should they do?
Well, first of all, if you're a business coach or consultant and you're six figures, you want to get to your first million, and you really want to make a positive impact, then I'd like to offer you a complimentary call. I call it my breakthrough session, and here's my guarantee. Give me 45 minutes, and I'm going to find at least $50,000 in hidden revenue and give you steps to start picking it up and putting it in the bank. Mm. And you can find out more about that and apply for it, just a short little video telling you about it, at consciousmillionaire.com/myvideo. So that's just consciousmillionaire.com/myvideo. Mm-hmm. And you can also go to consciousmillionaire.com, and I'd love for you to subscribe to our podcast, telling you on a daily basis how to build a coaching and consulting practice and how to get to your first million.
Yeah, awesome. All right, and you have chosen to join us as a quote, icon of influence, unquote.
Actually, I'm totally stoked about this. This is going to be an incredible event because you've been holding some pre-calls, and the people who are going to be on those stages, and we're going to be there talking to people directly. It's a great group of people, Steve.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And what JV is talking about is the New Media Summit, which we're going to be hosting in September in San Diego here, where you have a chance to meet JV and 39 others just like JV who are looking for guests to feature on their high-visibility platforms. But just in the last 20 seconds here, JV, why did you say yes to come and to join us at the New Media Summit?
Yeah, I said yes because, first of all, I like to really connect with people who want to step up their game. And the only kind of people who are going to be coming are people who want to get to their next level. I love helping them do that. And then I love connecting in a team kind of way. So I like community.
Yeah.
And there you're building a community for several days of people who are influencers, who want to help other people, and people who want to be helped.
Yeah, awesome. And so you can get more information and meet JV at the New Media Summit. Go to newmediasummit.net. And we will talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.